All right, we're here with Abby Scott, a hometown talent from Indiana. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, like he said, I'm from a little small town in Clinton, Indiana, and I was born and raised there, and it's just a little small farming community, and I mean, we live out in the country. We live in between, like, bean and cornfield, so it's real out in the country, but I just have been singing ever since I was a little girl.
Okay. Let's see. You recently released a single titled Flying. How's the feedback been on the song?
I was so excited to release Flying because I was so proud of the song, but the feedback has been, like, absolutely great. Like, I've had a lot of great feedback. Everybody has really seemed to like the song, and it's done really well on iTunes, and I've been able to give out some physical copies during shows, and it's done great.
How would you best describe your style of music?
I would describe my style of music as kind of southern rock because I grew up listening to 80s rock because my dad loved Tesla and Poison and Motley Crue, and then my mom, she listened to Martina McBride and Dixie Chicks and all of that stuff, so it was kind of a little mesh of what my music turned out to be because I loved both rock and country.
Yeah. Okay. Musically, what is the ultimate goal you hope to achieve?
The ultimate goal I would hope to achieve, I mean, I'm taking it one day at a time because I'm soaking up everything. All the experiences are great, but I would love to be ultimately played one day on radio, be on my own tour, or be opening up for someone and just doing what I love and making music.
Okay. What has been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
Oh, there's been so many. It would be so hard to choose one. This CMA Fest is just such a blessing. I mean, this is one of the biggest things I've ever done. And last fall, I opened for Luke Bryan outside the Bridgestone Plaza down here in Nashville, Tennessee. And that was awesome. It was him and Dirk Bentley and Cole Swindell. So that was a big moment, too.
That's cool. All right. Outside of music, what is something that you're extremely passionate about?
Outside of music, I'm really extremely passionate about giving back to charities because back home I volunteer at this underprivileged youth center for children that have bad home lives and don't have anywhere to like eat or just have a normal childhood. And so I love giving back to them, and I'm a role model to the kids, and sometimes I give them my old clothes or my old shoes, and I try and be a good role model in their lives.
Okay. That's good. That actually answers one of my other questions, which is kind of answers it. What is your favorite charity to support?
It's underprivileged youth because I'm so passionate about children.
Right. Okay. What's the number one item on your bucket list outside of music?
Oh, man. Maybe I love traveling, so I'm Italian, and I would love to go to Italy at some point in my life. That would be a big thing on my bucket list.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty cool place to see. All right. What would you say your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
I would say my biggest strengths as an artist is my ability to connect with my fans because I really am passionate about reaching out to them through social media, but also on stage because I love acting like I'm a normal person too and just talking to them, like, because I am. I'm just a normal person. But I would say some of my weaknesses are sometimes, like, if I'm really hardworking, but, like, if I need to practice or anything, sometimes I don't want to do it. But that could be one of my weaknesses, I would guess.
Procrastination?
Yeah, procrastination.
Okay. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
The best advice that anyone has ever given me, which what I would give to someone else, is just don't give up. I mean, be hardworking because every no that you get is what God wants to happen, because that one yes is when it is supposed to happen, because it's going to be a long and hard road, but just stay on the ride because it'll be worth it.
Yep. Okay, and last question. Anything else you'd like our readers to know about you or your music? Kind of an open-ended, whatever you want to say.
I would just like to say thank you from all the support I've been having through all my fans. And if nobody knows how to reach me or anything, I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook at AbbyScott1, and that's ABBI. And I'm on Twitter at AbbyScottMusic, and my website's abbyscott.com. And I can't wait to have more fans and more listeners through this. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.